Hello everyone and welcome. It is the GUI Precap. It's a recap of all the things that are going to have happened for the week of November 4th, 2019 before it happens. My name is Bruce and let's get started with the GUI pick of the week. We're going to go with Dr. Sleep. This is the adaptation of Stephen King's sequel to The Shining. Ewan McGregor plays an adult Danny Torrance. You know, the kid that was riding around in the tricycle in the first... grown-up version of him. Okay? Mike Flanagan is the director and wrote the script for this one. We shall see. All right, for Monday, TV pages. Information Discovery has The Devil Speaks and People Magazine Investigates. They're both premieres. For Tuesday, ABC has The Wonderful World of Disney presents The Little Mermaid Live. FX has the finale of Mayans MC. History Channel has The Curse of Oak Island premiere. And TLC has Welcome to Plattsville. For Wednesday, TMC has Image Makers, The Adventures of American Pioneer Cinematographers. For Thursday, nothing. For Friday, ABC has High School Musical, The Series. I swear that's the entire title. Paramount has Bellator MMA Live. For Saturday, HBO has A Kid Who Would Be King, that's a premiere. And for Sunday, on numerous networks, you have the E's People's Choice Awards. All right, for box office results, in fifth place, you have The Addams Family. Fourth place, you have Harriet. Third place, Maleficent, Mistress of Evil. Second place is Joker. And in first place, Terminator, Dark Fate. For movies coming out this week, like I said, you have Dr. Sleep, Last Christmas, which is a rom-com with Emilia Clarke and Henry Golding. Midway is Roland Emmerich's World War II epic about the battle that finally changed the war in the Pacific. And Playing with Fire, where John Cena plays a fire jumper who has to deal with three crazy kids. For DVDs, you have The Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, The Art of Racing the Rain, and The Kitchen. For online services, Netflix, you have The Devil Next Door, Seth Meyers, Lobby Baby, The End of the Fucking World, Let It Snow, and Green Eggs and Ham. For Prime, you have One Child Nation. For video games, you've got Need for Speed Heat. For GUI News, Trivia Monday, Fallout, be there. New episodes of GUI Nights, Smack My Pitch Up, Geek Father, Beautiful Disasters from the Mouths of Madness, and Booze Clues. Speaking of Booze Clues, our next Booze Clues is going to be November 10th in the Dark Room in historic Hot Scots Edition. From 7 to 9 p.m. As always, it's 21 and up, but it's very, very free. For one more thing, Disney Plus recently revealed a sequel to the 1993 Disney classic Hocus Pocus is in the works, and Sarah Jessica Parker confirmed on Thursday that her co-stars, both Bette Midler and Kathy Najimy, are set to be in the project. Taking to Instagram to celebrate Halloween with her fans, the actress made it known that they all said yes, and now we just have to wait and await instructions. Collider reported last month that Workaholics writer and producer Jen D'Angelo is on board to write the script for the Disney Plus streaming service. The original movie follows a trio of witches who were hanged, or is it hung, in 1693 in Salem, Massachusetts, for killing a young girl and absorbing her youth. Before being killed, they cast a curse that will allow them to be resurrected. Now, 300 years later, the witches resume their plan to suck the souls out of all the little children in Salem. The movie was not a big box office hit by any stretch of the imagination. It only made $39 million on a $28 million budget. But it became a cult classic. The film had strong DVD sales and is shown every year on Halloween. It still makes about 2 million views every year. So they thought, yeah, sure, before everybody dies, let's make some more money off of it, because that's the Disney way. All right, this has been the GUI Precap. You can follow along with all of the fun times at GUIPodcast.com. If you want to contact us, email us, geeksoftheinfluence@gmail.com. call us 804-505-4484. That's 804-505-4GUI. My name is Bruce. Of course, all of these things happen. I'm from the future. And be nice to each other.
GUIPodcast.com.